Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Deborah, and this is online spiritual education class entitled Royal Identity Education. From Slavery to Freedom, step out of the darkness and into the presence of light, truth, and life. Hello, this is Pastor Deborah, your spiritual teacher for today's class on Royal Identity. Everyone, get your pens and pencils out and a notebook and get ready to take notes. This class is going to help you to rediscover yourself, the real you, the precious spiritual being hidden away in the unseen realm of the spirit. Everyone ready? Okay. First, I want you to write down some words. Knowledge. Knowledge. Understanding. Understanding. Wisdom. Wisdom. These words are very important to our spirit and soul. In this class, both the spirit and soul need to be aware of these words, how they relate to this class of Royal Identity Education. In studying this topic of Royal Identity, one will need to have knowledge, understanding, wisdom. First, I want to define these words for you. Then, we will discuss them. The word knowledge is defined by Webster's Dictionary as coming from the root word know, K-N-O-W, which means to perceive. See, directly as fact or truth, to believe to be true, and to be certain of. The word is continued to be defined as to lead. To lead means to go ahead, so as to show the way, to control the affairs or actions of something, showing, going ahead, to control. So in helping you, the spirit one, to spiritually understand who you really are. This knowledge is very important to one's spirit and its soul. First, the spirit, and then the soul must receive and perceive true spiritual knowledge of one's true self. So this lesson is one on the Royal Identity Education and how it relates to one's spiritual you and your soul. In the earthly world, one goes to school for many years of learning, developing concepts, acquiring principles, and developing biological brain and its many functions. When did one's early learning start? Who were our first earthly teachers? How did they teach us? How did we learn? What subjects were we learning? How was what we were learning reinforced, set in our hearts and minds, be rooted in our spirit and soul? How long did one go to school? Why do we even have to go to school anyway? Why different grades and subjects? Did you like school? Did you like learning? Does everyone stop learning? Who are our teachers now? Where are the classrooms of today? Are you learning anything today you didn't know before? Aren't we done with school yet? All great and necessary questions to be asking oneself. Is life all about learning, discovery of things we don't know about? Do we just get by in life with whatever we know, or just believe whatever we think is right? What is your personal opinion, beliefs, attitudes towards school, learning, relearning, renewing? Are you content with what you believe is truth? Are you satisfied with the idea that you don't need any more school? Too hard, too much work, can't change my life, can't make me happy, or even heal me. Ask yourself, the real, the spirit being, what are your real thoughts, ideas, feelings about education, school, learning, studying, and its importance in your life? Bring to your conscious awareness from your deeply hidden soul what it truly believes about knowledge. So to the next word, understanding. Webster's dictionary defines the word understanding as the power comprehending, knowing, grasping the meaning of something, to accept as fact or truth, to grasp the nature of, significance of something, explanation of something. So first, one has to get knowledge one does not have, and then acquire the understanding of these facts and truths by having the meaning of the knowledge. First, one has to get knowledge. Then, one has to get the understanding of the knowledge. Then comes application of the understanding of the knowledge. Wisdom is seen applied to one's life and to others. Knowledge, understanding, wisdom. Now, we can get on with this class on royal identity. In school, it's always vital to have good definitions of words so we can all start learning at the same place of understanding. The word royal is defined by Webster's dictionary as a kingly ancestry, lineage, relating to or subject to the crown, being in the crown's service, suitable or royalty, magnificent, requiring no exertion, a superior one in size, magnitude, or quality, established or chartered by the crown, a person of royal blood. Royalty also means a royal stature or power, sovereignty, regal character, nobility, a person of royal lineage, a person of royal rank, a privileged class of people, a right given. The word crown is defined by Webster's dictionary as a royal imperial headdress or cap of sovereignty-ship, a diadem, the highest part, the summit of a mountain, symbol of imperial or regal power, rulership, symbol of government, a ruling monarch. The word identity is defined by Webster's dictionary as to cause to be identical, to conceive as united in spirit, in principle. Position, having the same essential nature, comes from the word dent, an impression or effect. Now can come understanding, then wisdom. Definitions are always the best place to start and to begin to see and believe in new yet ancient ideas, thoughts, concepts, philosophies, beliefs about something or someone. This topic is very hard to be received by the spirit and its soul, for they have not lived in a government with a ruling system of royalty as the political system over one's own self, or in one's country and its laws, or if it has or still does. Usually the nation is ruled from a place of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of the soul's heart of man, and seems to be more devilish than holy and regal for all, and does not seem to have the kind of agape love for its people and its nation, as our spiritual desires seem to speak to us in the deep places of our hearts. So, we do not want this. Yet, something in us wants to be royal, a special class of people, above others, loved as royal, a king or queen, a prince or princess. Something in all humanity knows we are more than what we were born to be, the class of our birth, the place we have been put by others, the rules of a system that is not fair or loving to all, a justice system that is not equal due to the status of people. Our hearts seem to want and to believe we are more, but the representatives of the earthly realm of royalty have produced in us very bad images, ideas, concepts, thoughts, history of royalty and its form of government. And therefore our souls reject this and feel that this is not for humanity, for or most of us, are not born royal. We are taught and shown. So this identity is not accepted by our spirit and soul, and we are forced into believing something else about us that may not be the truth. Humanity's history began here with these royal systems, but the representatives of them did a poor job of ruling the nations and the people, so that all nations and people rebelled against this kind of system of rulership for the nation and its people, and that no one is born royal. So the vast majority of us do not have any kind of knowledge or understanding of even the words of royal identity or how they relate to us and to our nation. But that's okay. So if you find yourself getting upset, angry, and just want to leave the class, that's okay. You will be welcome back when ready. This topic is very upsetting to our souls and its way of thinking, and so foreign to our spirits, but you are always welcome to come and go. These online classes are designed with the ultimate purpose, desires, to spiritually reintroduce you, the spiritual being, to yourself and to your soul. Then eventually to get to meet the real you, the spiritual you, and then for all humanity to meet you, and for all the spirit realm also to meet the real you. Rediscovery of yourself, the spirit being, as a royal spiritual being, one who was always designed and originally created to be a royal child of its royal Father and Mother, the great King of Heaven, the great I Am, the Heavenly Father, and the agape love of life itself, your spiritual mother of life, and the rediscovery of one's ancient spiritual roots, ancestors, family, the family's business, the royal family's business. But first, you must rediscover, relearn, re-educate, renew oneself to these ancient truths that have been long forgotten, hidden in the pages of time, buried under the layers of darkness of ignorance. These online classes will begin sowing new seeds of yet ancient foundations for future classes. I will be teaching on one's royal spiritual identity as a royal child, a royal child of a royal family, a spiritual child that needs spiritual tutors and teachers and years of ancient education, classes on new yet ancient truths, studying and receiving new long forgotten facts of oneself and then of others. Through ones taking these online classes, you, the real you, the spirit you, will begin to spiritually rediscover who and what you really are, who others are. What is the spiritual realm? What is the spirit? And what is a royal spiritual being? These classes will help you to begin to learn why your spirit is considered to be royal, and then what it is supposed to do, and what exactly is a royal spiritual being. You will begin to discover ancient, yet the original truths of you as a spirit. There is much for you to rediscover about yourself and others through these online classes, new seeds of new, yet ancient plants of long forgotten and hidden ideas, concepts, thoughts, beliefs will be given to you to plant into your spiritual heart, and then begin to nurture them so you can grow and develop into the fullness they are supposed to become. The seeds of one's royal identity are designed and created to become, bring forth the fullness of the ancient identity, the royal spiritual being of the royal family of a kingdom, which also must be studied and learned about. Next classes, I will teach on the words of testing and trials, of learning and discovering oneself as a royal child of a kingdom that is unknown to you yet. So your homework is to write down all the questions you may have for me and try to find the answers for yourself. Ponder your questions and their answers and decide you want to meet the real you, to rediscover ancient forgotten truths about the real you, the spiritual you, and the realm you live in. Study to grow and develop. Be willing to accept new ideas, concepts, truths, and to let go of old, dead, unfruitful facts from the world. One must be willing to renew one's heart and its soul with new truths and to discard unbelief, old ideas that have strong foundations in our deeply hidden soul. Are you willing to allow light, truth to dispel ignorance and darkness in your mind, both the conscious and the subconscious one? Are you willing to allow rays of light and its living water of glory to nurture the seeds of rediscovering that these online classes will bring to your spirit to be planted and rooted in the deep places, the chambers of your spiritual heart, and allow them to grow and mature? If you are, then come again to school, to Agape Love, Love is Here online school. Come and study and learn. Come and rediscover the spiritual you, the royal spiritual child of the royal family of the kingdom of heaven, and that you are a spiritual child of the King of heaven. Come and meet yourself. Love, your spiritual teacher, Pastor Deborah.